ages 28 to 32 with Jesse, Daisy, Finley and Daisy.
The father glared at his daughter with deep suspicion, but said nothing. How could he? Mrs. Wormwood said to him, "It must be superglue. It couldn't be anything else. That'll teach you to go playing round with nasty stuff like that. I expect you were trying to stick another feather in your hat." "I haven't touched the flaming stuff," Mr. Wormwood shouted. He turned and looked again at Matilda, who looked back at him with large, innocent brown eyes. Mrs. Wormwood said to him, "You should read the label on the tube before you start messing with dangerous products. Always follow the instructions on the label." What in heaven's name are you talking about, you stupid witch?" Mr. Wormwood shouted, clutching the brim of his hat to stop anyone trying to pull it off again. "Do you think I'm so stupid? I'd glue this thing to my head on purpose."
Matilda said, "There's a boy down the road who got some super glue on his finger without knowing it, and then he put his finger to his nose." Mr. Wormwood jumped. "What happened to him?" he spluttered. "The finger got stuck inside his nose," said Matilda, "and he had to go around like that for a week. People kept saying to him, 'Stop picking your nose,' and he couldn't do anything about it. He looked an awful fool. "Serve him right," Mrs. Wormwood said. "He shouldn't have put his finger up there in the first place. It's a nasty habit. If all children had superglue put on their fingers, they could soon stop doing it."
Matilda said grown-ups do it too, Mummy. "I saw you doing it yesterday in the kitchen. That's quite enough from you, Mrs. Wormwood," said, turning pink. Mr. Wormwood had to keep his hat on all through supper in front of the television. "He looked ridiculous," and he said,
stayed
very silent.
When he went up to bed, he tried again to get the thing off, and so did his wife, but it wouldn't budge. "How am I going to have my sherry?" he demanded. "You'll just have to do without it, won't you?" his wife told him. And later on, as she watched her skinny little husband sulking around the bedroom in his purple striped pyjamas with a pork pie hat on his head, she thought how stupid he looked. Hardly the kind of man and wife dreamed about, she told herself.
Mr. Wormwood discovered the worst thing about having a permanent hat on his head was having to sleep in it. It was impossible to lie comfortably on the pillow. "Now stop fussing around," his wife said to him after he had been tossing and turning for about an hour. "I expect it will be loose by the morning and then slip off. Then it will slip off easily."
But it wasn't loose by the morning and it wouldn't slip off. So Mrs. Wormwood took a pair of scissors and cut the thing off his head, bit by bit, first the top and then the brim. Where the inner band had stuck to the hair all around the sides and the back, she had to chop the hair off right to the skin so that he finished up with a bald white ring around his head, like some sort of monk. And in the front, where the band had stuck directly to his bare skin, there reminded a whole lot of small patches of brown leather stuff that no amount of washing would get off.
At breakfast, Matilda said to him, "You must try to get those bits off your forehead, Daddy. It looks as though you've got a little brown insect crawling about all over you. People will think you've got lice.
Be quiet, the father snapped. Just keep your nasty mouth shut. Will you?
All in all, it was a most satisfactory exercise, but it was surely too much to hope that it had taught the father a permanent lesson.